Chapter 17. The Police Dog. Thomas arrived at the mall in full uniform. He started to patrol the mall immediately. He got called into the office abruptly. Once he arrived there, the owner of the mall, James, greeted him. He held a dark brown and black Doberman on a leash. The dog seemed well behaved. James explained that the dog has been given to the mall from the police force. Thomas thought it was strange they'd just give the security at the mall a dog. James said there have been issues with drug paraphernalia in the mall lately, and that the dog could help sniff them out. Thomas ran his hand along the dog's fur. The dog panted happily. He wore a collar that had his name printed on it. Nosy. Thomas left the office with the leash in hand. He guided the dog through the mall. Nosy would push towards restaurants and stores as they walked through the mall. Thomas held the leash tight, restraining him. Nosy started to get more aggressive as they approached the cafeteria. Thomas controlled the dog. He thought the dog might have smelled something suspicious. The dog pulled and pulled. Thomas held him tight with the leash. He finally restrained the dog, and they made their way where to whatever Nosy smelled. Nosy led Thomas down a long hallway toward the lounge in the back of the cafeteria. Thomas followed Nosy, but kept a grip on the leash tightly. As they turned the corner to the lounge area, Thomas saw three suspicious-looking people. They were standing just around a vending machine. They were making an exchange. Thomas stood aside and watched the men briefly. After a moment, they started to move towards him, and the hallway, the dog started to bark loudly and struggle. The dog broke free from Thomas and rushed at the men. Nosy knocked two of them over. The third man stood back against the wall away from Nosy. Nosy bited at one of the men on the ground and pulled out a bag of white powder. The dog shredded the bag and began to roll around in the powder. Thomas looked shocked. He got on the radio. "Hey, someone, please call the cops. We've got some people down here they will want to talk to." Nosy rolled around in the powder with his tongue hanging out. Thomas shook his head at the dog. He managed to pull Nosy up from the powder and hold him in the hallway. The men got up from the ground. The dog growled at them. Thomas told them to wait right there until the cops arrived. They took one look at the angry dog and decided to wait. The cops arrived shortly after. Thomas and Nosy escorted the men to the outside of the mall. The cops loaded the men into a car. One cop recognized Nosy and approached the dog.
"Ah, Nosy, I thought I'd never see you again. I see you still have that problem, though, huh, buddy?"
The cop rubbed the powder off the dog's nose. Nosy hung his tongue out of his mouth. Thomas smiled and petted the dog. "He's still a dang good dog, though, huh?"